who believe that Jesus Christ is only the Son of God, and they do not want to believe any further than that about his deity. They do not want to take it any further. They want to leave him as a man that God used and blessed. Yes, he is a blessed man of God. God chose him to do great things and to do great miracles and wonders and signs. And now he has taken his place sitting on the right hand of God, the Father. You first need to do a word study on the right hand and what it means in the Bible. You will see that it represents a polar power and a polar authority opposition. All power and authority is given to Christ Jesus. The right hand means all power and all authority invested in Christ. Jesus, my friend, is one with God. He is God all by himself. Who is your God? Is he the God of the Amorites, the one that worshiped idols? Is he the God of this world, the one that came to condemn you? Or is he God, or is he the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The word of the Lord says here in 2 Timothy 3:1, just know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That means dangerous time, vicious time, evil time. The men will be lovers of their own self. Men will be lovers of their own self. Men will become blasphemers. Men will become disobedient to God and disobedient to parents. Men will become despisers of those who do good. Men will become traitors. They will become heady and high-minded. Men will be eating and drinking and partying and drugging themselves to death, overdosing. Man will turn his back on his first love, the Lord Jesus Christ. Men will be devout. Man's love will grow cold and cold. Man will wax worse and worse. Man will become unholy and unthankful. Men will be mockers of the truth and of the faith. Men will become lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Men will have a form of godliness, but denying the very power thereof. Men will become mean and vicious, and tempers running out of control. Men will seek after a yearly God but the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? The Bible teaches us that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is truth? God's word is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. Jesus Christ, my friend, is the truth. Men will be living in all kinds of sin and iniquity. They will be in fornication. They will be in adultery. Men will be in homosexual activity. Men will live in drunkenness and hatred and jealousy and envy. But man will just be going astray in these last and evil days. Jesus Christ is the truth. Who is your God? Men will try to promote their own philosophies concerning the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men will come call themselves bishops and apostles and preachers and prophets, evangelists. Men will call themselves teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but will be living nothing but a life of sin and iniquity. My friend, sin will keep you from the word, and the word will keep you from sin. when men are